If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5. The stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Oh, here's a hell of a story. It's breaking news in the Bayou. Get this. This is 100% true, not an urban legend. Sounds like one of those, the start to a scary movie. This just happened like 45 minutes ago. WVUE, New Orleans, Fox 8, excuse me, I'm all choked up about this. Truck carrying lab monkeys from Tulane University crashes on I-59. Gets better. Dateline, New Orleans. Again, this is just like 45 minutes ago. A truck carrying lab monkeys from Tulane University was involved in a wreck Tuesday on Interstate 59 near mile marker 117, authorities said. Officials said the animals weigh about 40 pounds each, are aggressive towards humans, and require personal protective equipment to handle the monkeys. The monkeys also pose potential health threats. Tulane University was notified and will send a team to retrieve the animals. Now, this guy, Andrew Yawn, he's no sleeper, from Tulane University, is quoted as saying this: non-human primates at the Tulane National Biomedical Research Center are provided to other research organizations to advance scientific discovery. The primates in question belong to another entity and are non-infectious. We are actively collaborating with local authorities and will send a team of animal care experts to assist as needed. But the story gets even stranger. The Jasper County Sheriff's Office advised that if any monkeys leave the wreck site, they should be shot. Five monkeys have been shot and killed so far, but one monkey, at least, remains on the loose. The response and investigation remain ongoing. That is from Louisiana. I don't think the monkey will make its way all the way to Western Pennsylvania, but that's a hell of a story. You know the monkeys are doing something that people who are doing the research don't really want you knowing about. If the command is, if you see the monkey, just shoot it dead. Phew. Anyhow, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Again, very real story about 45 minutes ago from a highway in Louisiana. Good. What if the monkey's hitchhiking and you go past it? It's like Paddington Bear or something. Would you pick it up? And then, oh, I wonder how PETA feels about this. Wait for them to chime in. People actively calling for the assassination of monkeys on the side of a Louisiana highway. Tough stuff. All right, let's get into something. I guess that's pretty serious, but something that happened right here in Western Pennsylvania. Last night, Penguins game, and this man, at last check, and that was about an hour ago, I checked with a couple of my police sources. They said he's still in critical condition. So, guy goes over the standard, the wall that holds you at PPG Paints Arena at the Penguins game. Eyewitness who was there talked to us right here at KDK, said this.
So she just happened to be there, kind of checking his pulse, lightly moved his head a little bit because his head was kind of like jarred up against the fence the way he landed.
Oh my gosh.
All of a sudden, this image just poof, like right in front of my eyes, just like I was like, and the thud that he hit, I was like, whoa, that was a body. I thought it was like maybe like a dummy, you know, how it looked like almost like a movie dummy, you know, just like this body just flashed before my eyes, and I was like, that was a human being.
Oh man. And there are a few different firsthand accounts of different people that have spoken to the media, but here's the thing, and I want to talk about this at 866-391-1020. Now, I'm not going to victim blame. Sometimes just an accident happens. And I had somebody on, and a guy had called, and he had said he was right there. He saw it all happen. And I tested him about it, and I believe him 100%. He said the guy missed a step, and then in his effort to kind of to correct himself, he kind of overcorrected and missed another step, and before you knew it, he went over. And he was just, he had never made it to his seat. He was on his way to his seat, the man who fell. Some people are bemoaning the fact that it's too steep, okay? And I understand that. I get it. At all the venues in town, at the football stadium, at the baseball stadium, and there at PPG Paints Arena, I can understand your trepidation with the slope of the steps and the slope of the seats, and I get it. But here's the thing, and this is something that we do need to talk about. Whenever they build these places, they are charged with the duties, charged with the duty because the fans want this, of being as close to the action as possible for every seat in the house. So you can't have both. If you want that, the design has to be at a pretty decent pitch. That's the way that it works. Now, I'm not somebody who designs stadiums, and I'm certainly not somebody who's smart enough to understand angles. But what I am smart enough to understand is, if you want as many seats as possible close to the action, you're going to have some sort of semi-verticality for that to work. If not, then you're going to be watching the game from the Veterans Bridge. That's just the way that it is, if the slope is going to be very gradual. So again, I'm not victim blaming, but in times when it's convenient, you can't say, well, it's too steep. And then you can't, on the other hand, say, wow, it feels like I'm sitting so far away from the action. This sucks. So if you're willing to compromise that and say, all right, maybe my seat isn't going to be as good. Maybe I can't see the action. Maybe I'm really far away. Maybe I've got to look into the back of the guy's head in front of me. If you're willing to go to that place, then all right. Then we can deal with it not being as steep. But if you truly want value out of your ticket and you want there to be a situation where you sit as close to the playing surface as possible, that's how it's going to be. It can't be both. I'd like for there to be some sort of compromise. And remember, again, sometimes there are just accidents. There are millions upon millions of people in this country every week who go to venues like this and don't have a problem. Although there have been a bunch of people that have contacted me today and said, I won't sit in the top. It's just too steep for me. So where are you on this? 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.